This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. It's a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I mean that sincerely. You get involved in the conversation. Because whether you agree with me or not, whether we're on the same page or not, there's no reason, absolutely none, why you can't listen and then call me on the carpet. I don't care. I actually like it. I like it when you give me something else to think about. I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing for all of us to sit back and talk to people that are totally on a different side of an issue than us. So for those of you who've just kind of started tuning in lately, maybe in the last month or so, the thing I've been pushing from day one, we've been doing the show for about 8 years now, and the thing that I've been pushing from day one is don't spew the party line. Right? I mean, don't just spew the party line because it sounds good and they've given you stuff to think about and. No. What you want to do is you want to make sure you can defend the party line. And I don't care if it has to do with your political beliefs, your religious beliefs. You do it for sports. I mean, some of you guys can defend what team you like, why you like the team, even if they're on a losing side of an issue. You can come up with all these stats and all these reasons why that team's the best team in the league. Right? Am I wrong here? Well, you should be able to do the same thing with your politics. You should be able to do the same thing with your religion. You know, not because your leaders say it, not because your pastor said it on Sunday. Right? But because it's real. Because you can explain it, you can live it, you can defend it. That's how I look at it. If you can't defend it, why bother? Are we serious here now? Oh, got it. Yeah, I love these things. Who loves computers? I don't. All right, so, it's interesting when I see you people write some of this stuff. And it's almost verbatim what I see on the internet. It's verbatim what I see on the party's website. So we've got Catholics that are fighting back. And look, I'm not advocating we take out baseball bats, guns, and all that other stuff. So, you know, don't send me emails and tell me that what I'm doing is wrong, it's bad, it's hateful. Because I'm not saying that. But you've got a bunch of Catholics that are out there praying. And they're praying the rosary, and they're not bothering anybody. And then you've got Muslims that show up and start interrupting them, start getting nasty with them. You know, in Los Angeles, they've closed down city blocks in downtown during prayer time. And nobody wanted to bother the Muslims because, yeah, they were praying. They didn't want to get involved in their religious ceremonies, beliefs, whatever. My understanding is that Muslims pray five times a day. I don't know. So I'm not making fun. I'm just saying, I don't know. It's that simple. So as a group of Catholics was peacefully praying in protest of the closure of a local church, a Muslim man walked up and began blaring his music to disrupt the prayer. Wasn't that nice of him? Right? Wasn't that? Now, it's respectful. We're supposed to be respectful, are we not? Aren't we? In this country, we're respectful of each other's religious beliefs, if you would. Or we should be, anyhow. But they weren't interested in that at all, in the least. But they want us to respect their rights. They want us to respect their right to practice their religion. But apparently, only their right to practice their religion, right? After one man stood up from praying the rosary, the Muslim thug instantly realized that not all Christians are intimidated by Islamic bullying tactics. In Sharia countries, religious minorities are denied basic rights and often fear for their lives if they don't adhere to the Islamic laws and customs. In the West, the Muslim minority still intimidates and persecutes the benevolent Christian majorities that fought to protect the laws that offer such, these ideologies, tolerance. Look, here in this country, there are devout Christians that have gone to war and died for your right to practice your religion. Not just Christians, though. Jews, Christians, Buddhists, Muslims, whatever. See, the idea is to live together, not for you to decide that you need to take it over, not for you to decide that yours is better than ours. Because if yours was so much better than ours, why aren't you there? Why aren't you living in it? No, I know you've heard this all over the place, and it sounds like a cliche, but if the countries run by Sharia law, if the countries run by Muslims are so great and so wonderful and so peaceful and what you want, what are you doing here? Help me out. Help me out. Look at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. I don't care how you get the message to me. But help me understand, what are you doing here if Sharia is so great, if the Muslim lifestyle, if you would, or a country that adheres to Muslim laws is so great, what are you doing here in a Judeo-Christian nation? It's very confusing for some of us who are trying to work it through in our minds. Now, again, fortunately, they're still willing, and I've told you guys, I watch these fights that take place. I watch how 15, 20, 30, 40 Muslims will push back a group of 100. I've never understood that. I never have. Fight back. Seriously, don't let any group overrun you. If you're exercising your right, your free speech rights, or whatever, your freedom of religion, don't let anybody push back on you. Stick up for what's true. Stick up for what's right. Help guys like me. Do you know what I'm saying? Do not give up. Don't give them any place. We'll hit more of this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. I've been threatening to do this for a long time, but one of these days with that music, I'm going to get me a disco ball. You know what a disco ball is. Most of you listening know what a disco ball is. Get over yourselves. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. You can also send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I do appreciate when you do get involved, when you do get engaged, because, like I've been saying, whether you're on the same page with me or not, how are you going to learn? How are you going to learn what I believe, what your enemy believes, right? What's that old saying? I keep my friends close, but my enemies closer. You're not going to know how I attack things. You're not going to know how I approach things unless we talk to each other. So anyhow, we were talking. If you head over to the website, by the way, give me your email address. I have a block up there. You get the email address. I send you a weekly newsletter. And it's really simple. The newsletter just tells you who I'm probably going to have on the show, the topics we're going to be discussing, the changes, though, obviously, from day to day. Something comes up, people can't be on, and that kind of stuff. Michael Hauser is going to join me in the third hour, as he does every week. Michael's our libertarian friend that we keep trying to pull more to our side, if you would. All right, so Again, not advocating violence, because I hate when you guys take up my, you know, fill up my email box with, what are you suggesting? We grab our guns and start shooting Muslims in the street? No, it's not what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is stop letting them run all over you. Okay? This isn't, I know some people say, well, you know, you can't blame all of this on regular Muslims. Well, you know what? This kind of thing I can. Right? This kind of thing I can. Because we have video after video, audio after audio of these prayer groups and things going on where Muslims will come in with their music. I guess it's their religious music. I don't know. And I'll practice it. And I'll practice Islam. And they start blasting that at these situations. So these Catholics were peacefully praying. Now, unlike charismatic Christians, when Catholics are peacefully praying the rosary, they're doing exactly that. There's nothing charismatic about praying, and I'm not knocking it, so don't take it that way. I grew up in a Catholic church. I cherish and love my Catholic upbringing. But, you know, Catholics are not known for being outspoken and loud and praying like a charismatic Christian would pray. Just difference of opinion, a difference of a way of approaching it. So it was. They were on their knees in the street praying the rosary. And probably not whispering, but definitely not yelling, you know, at a loud enough volume. And Christians are persecuted all over the Islamic nations. This was supposed to be open. And they are allowed to do these kind of things. But what I love is, finally, somebody got it. You know, again, no disrespect meant. A lot of you Christians will say to me, Jesus tells us to turn the other cheek. Don't you remember that? Yeah, he says, you know, if somebody slaps you one cheek, you turn the other. It's not that hard to figure out. Here's the deal. We have two cheeks. What are you supposed to do after they slap the second cheek? I give them the other one. Now, if you want to be vulgar about it, I got two other cheeks you can slap. I give you four slaps. When you're done with the four slaps, as far as I'm concerned, gloves are off, right? That's it. I can, because Christ didn't say, after the second slap, if you're stupid enough to slap, you're going to walk away. He didn't say that. I got no guidance after that. Now it's up to me to decide what to do. This guy did exactly what he should have done. Okay? So one of these peaceful non-Muslims got up and with one punch knocked this guy out. I think it's wonderful. Right? So the story goes that there was about 20 of these French Catholics, and they were quietly praying the rosary in Paris just hours after the funeral of Father Jacques Hamel. That's the priest who was beheaded. Remember him? Yeah, in his church, in France, in a Catholic church, where people were allowed, right, were exercising their right of religion there. I don't know what their freedoms are. I know the French are bigger on secularism. But they weren't bothering anybody. You weren't going to be in that church unless you were going there to practice your Catholicism. Because you're not going to go there to practice Buddhism. You're not going to go there to practice atheism. Be a practicing atheist. Not going to work for you. And they went in. A small Islamic group went in there and beheaded a Catholic priest right there in front of his congregation. And again, I say they said there were like three or four of them. And there were 50, 60 people in the congregation, right? Or am I wrong? I mean, somebody tell me if I'm wrong, I'll apologize. I get it. But here's how I look at this stuff. Rush them. Remember Flight 93? That almost got into the Pentagon? Isn't that what Americans are all about? We don't let people take advantage of us. We shouldn't. If we do, shame on us. If we do, we deserve what we get. Are we afraid to fight back? I'm not understanding this. Some of you guys in the chat room or live on Facebook there, help me understand what this is about. Have we lost the spine? Are we afraid to fight back? Do we feel like we're not being supported? What part of this is confusing? I'm thoroughly confused. You know, my wife and I, when we started the show, we knew what could happen. right? We're not stupid people. I don't think we are anyway. And we have lost. We've lost some friends. We've lost some business. We have people that won't invite us places anymore. There is nothing. You go back and listen to all 2,000 shows. There's nothing hateful in these shows. Right? But why is that? I even have people that come up to me at parties and other events, and it's like it's almost like it's taboo to say it. They go, "Hey, you know what? I listen to you. I love your show. I listen to your show." But they won't say it out loud. And I bet you if I was sitting next to somebody, they wouldn't tell that somebody that they listen to the show. What are we afraid of? We've allowed the left to make us afraid. We've allowed the left to you know, I tell you what. If you don't speak up for your belief system, if you don't speak up for what you believe is right for this country, you might as well let them put the nose ring in now. And you know what I mean by that. You might as well just let them put the nose ring in, lead you around, and you can do everything they want you to do. And they don't even have to tell you to do it. They just have to make you afraid of doing anything. You don't have to get in somebody's face. You don't have to do some of the stuff people are telling you to do to fight back. You can just resist and not do it at all. Not allow it to happen. You know, you guys know I'm on a school board in California. So when you get one of those books that has something really offensive in it about your belief system, maybe you're Christian or Catholic or what have you, you come see a guy like me. You go to your school board members. You grab a group of mothers. We don't like it when a large group of mothers come in there and tell us what we're doing is wrong. It's very uncomfortable for us. You need to get engaged. You need to get involved. Because if all you do is hop on Facebook and start screaming, stay home. Don't bother me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side radio show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Hey, head to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. If you're on Facebook, always appreciate it. You can find us there, too, as well, live on Facebook every night. 6 to 9 on the west, 9 to midnight on the east. You can always pick up the shows, too. On the website, we have all our classic podcasts. I don't have any old podcasts up there. Only classics, if you know what I mean. And so you can grab shows. I mean, we've got over 2,000 shows up there. We've got 9 writers that write for the website, so take advantage of all of that. I've been telling you for the last couple of weeks, if you want me to take on a specific topic or even a guest, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And what I want you to do is put a capital TRS in the subject line, right? Because if you do that, then I know you're not trying to sell me something. You'd be maybe you wouldn't be. You'd be surprised at how many people try to sell us stuff. So, again, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I want to get back on with this because I've just been feeling lately like some of you give up. You know, when I have the Trump conversations with you, when I have the where the country's at, what Obama's done, well, they won't listen to us anyhow. What does it really matter? Well, that's the problem. If you walk into a fight thinking you're going to lose, you're going to give it your best, but you're going to lose. Or even thinking, why bother? I'm going to lose anyhow. He's going to pummel me. Then don't go. Don't even bother going. You're going to lose anyhow. Your mindset has to be that of a winner. Your mindset has to be that of our founding fathers. You know, I talk about this every night. We go at things because, and we don't want to lose our jobs, or we don't want to lose our friends, or you know, we might get thrown out of the club, you know, whether it's the country club or the donut club. I don't really care. Who cares? Your children and your grandchildren are much more important than the country club or the donut club. When Washington and that group knew what they were doing, they knew what they were heading for, they knew when they signed that piece of paper what it meant. They gave up their lives. They come on, guys. Would you do that? How many of you can tell, and again, I realize we don't know unless we're in it. But these guys were already fighting for their lives. In many ways. But how many of you today would tell me, could tell me, have the, I'll say spine to keep it clean, to tell me that you would go into something knowing, believing, thinking that you could lose your life in the battle? How many of those men, bring it into more modern times, if you would. We're coming up on Memorial Day, so I'm going to try. I will give you the best show I can give you on Memorial Day. And I don't have political stuff. We're going to do mostly just memorial. We'll give it our best shot. But how many of you have relatives that died on the beaches of Normandy? And you cannot tell me, and we don't have many of them around anymore. We don't have many of our men and women who fought in that war around anymore. You know, I had aunts and uncles and that kind of stuff who were involved in it. And they would tell me what was going on there. They would tell me, you know, they knew when they were going out there. Men who were going out there knew, believed, understood they weren't coming back. It wasn't a, if I make it. They knew what they were going into. They knew what the odds were. And then here's the other thing. Think about being one of those commanders of the day that were sending those men. I'm sorry, people. There's a reality. Sending American men and women to their death. They knew when they were sending those guys in, they were going to die. The first guys on that beach was littered with American bodies, American souls, fighting for the freedom of others. That's what we have over so many other countries. When we start feeling funny about American exceptionalism, you need to go get some serious psychiatric care at that point. Come on, think about this. We have Iranians, the Iraqi people, the Italians, right? Somebody comes into their country, they go running, they throw their guns down, they throw their hands up, they give up, they're done. They don't want to fight for other people's freedoms. They don't want to go help other people. And not that there aren't good people in those countries that do want to help others. Don't ever take my comments to broad brush like that. But think about something. What other country, what other people on the face of this planet will fight with the vigor that we fight for, not just for American freedom, but for freedom of other nations and other countries? And if you're one of those people who thinks that the only reason we go over there is to fight for the oil, can you show me the tankers we're taking over? Can you show me where the oil, we're bringing the oil into this country and selling it, or selling it there and bringing the money here? This administration is only going to give away our money, but story for another day. but come on, seriously, let's come back to, you know, we're coming up on Memorial Day in this country. I mean, I'm sorry, Labor Day. Ah, Memorial Day. Labor Day in this country. Another... There you go. Communist holiday. Sorry, guys. That's what it is. But American exceptionalism, if you even feel weird about saying those words, about speaking those words to somebody, you really need to have a come-to-Jesus meeting with yourself. There's nothing wrong. Yeah, we've had hiccups in this country. Yeah, we've done stupid things in our past history. Who hasn't? Who around you hasn't? Right? But we've always endeavored to make it right. In some way, shape, manner, or form, we've endeavored to make it right. Maybe we don't move fast enough. This current president, from as far as race relation goes, has set us back 50 years easy. Easy! So, if you feel bad about being an American, like I said, I mean this, go seek help. Even with all our woes and all our problems, we are still the greatest nation on the face of this planet. When other countries are in need or in help or natural disasters take place, no matter what's going on here in this country, maybe we don't send the same response we used to because this president doesn't really believe in this stuff, but we send ships over to help them out. We send aircraft carriers to third world nations when they have issues and problems. Why? Do you know that an aircraft carrier can they can clean, sterilize whatever water to supply fresh water to those countries or to those people that were affected by whatever the disaster is. They've got meals. I mean, they got kitchen after kitchen after kitchen aboard those things. They can, as far as medical facilities go, think about what we're able to do for those countries. We do it. We do it at the drop of a dime. A drop of a hat, as they used to say. Right? I love it. When Kuwait was invaded by the madman and they asked us to go help out, we went and helped. Did we take buckets of oil home? Did they pay us back for what we did? We drove Saddam out. But we're the big, bad, mean guys everywhere. The left would have you believe that this country is full of itself, that this country is too big for its britches. I said it the other night, and I'll keep saying it. I try to give Obama the benefit of the doubt. In the early days, you go back and listen to the show. It's kind of like, okay, he's a community organizer. He doesn't have a clue. He got in there because he, you know, people voted for him. Yes, I'll say it. A lot of people, and I went to a predominantly black church, and they said the same thing. It's about time we had a black president. Very few people started off with, I trust his skills. Most of the people I spoke with back then said, it's about, this is our opportunity to have a black president. It's about time we have a black president. So I can say, those people voted for him because of his color. Now, a lot of you on the left say that guys like me didn't vote for him because of his color. Well, listen, I've got people on my side I would vote for in a heartbeat. And I don't care what color they are. Well, up until recently, until Colin Powell went sideways, Condoleezza Rice, I would love it if she would run for president. Now, hey, now you're really screwed, right? Because I would vote for a black female. That's got to throw you off. How did I get over here? How did you guys let me wander this far away from the original story? Oh, it was for sticking up for yourself. That's what it was. Don't be embarrassed. Yeah, we can be embarrassed that as a Republican, you have a right to be embarrassed that your leadership has let you down. You can be embarrassed that you voted for some of these guys, probably more than once in some cases, and you sent them back to do even a worse job. I think that those guys are so mentally insane, are some of our leaders, some of our Republican leaders, that even when all this stuff going around Trump, even with all the messages they're getting from the rank and file, they still don't see it. They still don't care to hear about it. Anyhow, let me try to finish this story up real quick. So the group of the 20 French Catholics, when they were praying, finally, one guy got up. And with one shot, decked the Muslim that was playing the music very loud. And you saw that man drag the man who hit him, drag the Muslim away from where they were praying and leave him alone over in the corner. And this deemed soldier of Christ is now being praised as a hero. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. Love having you around. We'll be right back.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
I don't know.
No comment.
Always a pleasure to have you aboard. Hey, look, I know I sound like a broken record. But you know, those of you people who are my age, I guess I get mid-50s, how's that, right? You remember Sesame Street, right? It's all about repetition. That's how you got people to learn, repetition. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're being involved and engaged. And that's the idea. Just, you know, get engaged in these conversations. Do not let them overrun you. Anyway, so we just if you want to hear more about that, the story, we'll post more about it up later on. But this is a group of Catholics in France or in Paris that was praying. Because I guess, I don't know, what do you want to say? Was it a memorial kind of thing or what have you? But they were praying the rosary again. It's not like an evangelical event. Totally different. And a Muslim thug had to come up and just start blasting his music. How respectful, right? Can't even respect one another. And so we have a Catholic hero that got up and explained the realities of freedom of speech to that fella that showed up. Anyhow, all right, I am Joe Messina, your host. Again, like I said, head over to the website, therealside.com. Love to have your input there. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on there, including keeping you busy with the people in the chat room there as well. All right, so Well, we were on break. I love grabbing these stories. When some of you will send me stories when you're on break, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I've hit this thing a million times. This is so confusing to me because you don't even know what you want, and you're trying to get me to fall in line with what you want when you don't know what you want, which is these gender-neutral, gender-nonconforming people. So now we have a Vermont college that hands out pronoun pins. Yeah, some of you may have to look that up. Pronoun pins to incoming freshmen. Because, you know, we want to make sure that this is the thing I've never understood. So in an effort to become more inclusive for gender nonconforming students, Chaplain College handed out hundreds of pronoun pins during the first year orientation. And what it did was it advertised the wearer's preferred gender pronoun. The problem is that when you ask them, when you talk to them about what they want to be called, they don't even know what these things mean. And some of you have heard me talk about this before. I've gone through them. Some lists have as few as 26. Some lists have as many as like 110. And some of the options on these pins include she and her, he and him, you ready for this one, Z and Zer. And even one that says, don't bother, my pronouns are fluid. But the beauty behind that is they say in the commentary, they say, you need to ask them. However, we're told in other commentaries, if you ask them, we're told by other colleges, you shouldn't ask somebody what they are. See, they're looking for the fight. They're looking to make you feel bad. They're looking to make you not want to open up conversation with them because you might be accused of something. I don't care. Unless you have a big sticker on you that says, call me Z. When I walk up, if you look like a female, I'm going to call you Miss. If you have a ring on, I will call you Mrs. Whatever. Right? I'm sorry. It's the way I was brought up. It's not negative. It's not mean. It's not meant to demean you. As a matter of fact, if you'd opened up your mind a little bit, you know, you're the ones that are supposed to be open-minded. We're not, apparently. You would know, you would attribute things to certain generations, and you wouldn't take them as insults. You know, the generation before my dad's. I am 58 years old. I've got some pretty old relatives. And you know what? They still call me boy and son. Do I get mad? No. Why would I get mad? These are loving people. These are people that are just older. And this is their day. This is their generation. So if they're calling me boy and son, they're not doing it because they're trying to put me down. They're doing it because it's just part of their lingo of the day. I have a couple of black friends. We've talked about this before, too, because I know that calling a black man boy was a very negative thing in the South. I got that. But even my buddies that have two brain cells to rub together, my black buddies will say the same thing. It's a generational thing for them. They take things that they only take things as insults, things that were meant to be insults. Unless you're brain dead, you know when somebody's insulting you. And you know when somebody just doesn't know better. Because it's a generational thing. Do you know what I'm saying? And you know, some of you women that think it's, I don't know, demeaning for a man to open a door for you? Oh, my God. You need help. Seriously, you need help. Okay, where was I? See, I got all... Oh, yeah, the Vermont College. I love these stories, guys. I just... Send them to me, because I love these stories. Because it just shows you how confused they are. They fight amongst each other. See, we don't have to do anything. We just have to walk up... Can you use the word straight anymore? Straight, white, heterosexual, or whatever the words are. You can walk up and simply ask a question. What's your identifier? You say you're fluid. Do you have an identifier today? And if you have a bunch of those gender-neutral people around, they'll start fighting each other. It's like you throw the little bomb and you sit back, grab yourself some popcorn and a Pepsi, and enjoy. So the school says that in order to become more inclusive for gender nonconforming students, Chapman College handed out hundreds of these. That's scary that they handed out 100 of these pins. Now, the pins contain a number of preferential pronouns. And as I said earlier, they include she, her, him, he, him, zers, the, zer. Now, according to the Burlington Press, right, the pins were created by the Office of Residential Life. What the heck? I'm telling you, man. If dictionaries were still printed today, they'd have four or five volumes. I mean, you'd have to think about it. They would be 3.5 inches thick, and you'd have four or five different books. Now, they said the reason they started this was they expressed the desire to accommodate students in the LGBT community. Now, students-oriented orientation leaders can be seen wearing the pins on Chapman's College Facebook page. He says, we have a number of students who identify as transgender or on the non-binary spectrum. And about a week before orientation, while we were pulling together materials, the idea just kind of came out of the air. The director of residential life, Danielle Berube, told the Free Press, it just seemed like a no-brainer. Very easy way to make the first day of college for a number of our students maybe a little bit easier. Maggie Melvin, the center's associate director, described the pronoun pins as a natural extension of student recognition that using correct pronouns is a way of showing respect. Pointing out that they opened a new Women and Gender Center on Monday in response to student demands for a place on campus dedicated to gender education and collaboration. I don't understand all these big words. I'm not smart enough. How about we just treat each other like human beings, right? What about you just respect what somebody wants to be? As long as you're not shoving it down my throat, as long as you're not forcing me to accept it, I'll tolerate. I'm not going to accept. Not going to happen. There are things that, as a Christian, there are things that I can tolerate, but I can't accept. And I'm not going to accept. Seriously. Yeah, I don't know. I know we're supposed to, as humans, we're supposed to respect each other. I mean, look, if you want to be crazy, stupid out there in left field, we had them in the 70s, right? We got along with them. Just go ahead and live your life and do your thing, you know, right? The stoners. You had all these people around you that you had to deal with, and you dealt with them. You didn't ignore them. You dealt with them. You treated them fairly. But these people don't want this. Some of these people don't want this at all. You either fall in line, totally accept them 100%, or you're a hater, a phobe, or whatever, whatever, whatever. It's just so wrong. Facebook now has what? Last time I checked it with Xander, they had 72 identifiers. Come on, think about this. 72 identifiers. How do you even start to try to figure out 72 identifiers? How am I supposed to walk up to you? Is there a band? Not everybody gets a pin, people. You know, you college people, when you get in real life, there's no pins at the office. You don't walk in that day and pick up a pin that says I'm a Z or a Z, whatever. And life isn't going to change for you. I love Chicago University just coming out and saying, no, sorry, there are no safe spaces, there are no trigger warnings, you're going to deal with real life when you come here. It's about time. And I love this. The reason they're doing this, you can pick them up from the welcome table. They go on to say that they want the New York University started doing this because they were trying to create an inclusive environment because it's important to offer opportunities for everyone, including trans and nonconforming folks. Since when were opportunities not? I mean, how many jobs have you gone to? How many places have you gone to where the first question they ask you is, are you conforming or nonconforming? How do you identify today? Nobody does that. You do your job, you get your job done, right? When you go to that work thing, yeah, that a lot of you that aren't really happy about, that work thing, you go, you get your job done, you be a valuable employee, and everything will be fine, I promise. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, you're listening to The Real Side. Hour 3 coming up, thanks for being with me. If you're staying, top of the hour, we'll be back. Michael Housen is going to join me this hour, our libertarian friend. We always have a lot of fun with him. We'll be right back.